Open Windows, October the 7th. The Divine Order of Spiritual Fellowship. In 1 Corinthians 10:17 we read, "Though we are many, we all eat from one loaf of bread, showing that we are one body." We do feed upon Christ in prayer. To put that in another way, there is an imparting of himself to his own in prayer. We may go to prayer in weariness and rise in freshness. We may go to prayer exhausted and rise renewed. Is it that we have simply uttered some form of prayer, prayed some prayer? Well, we know quite well, if that is so, we do not get up very much invigorated. Formal praying does not bring very much. Going through a form of prayer sometimes only ministers death. But really seeking the Lord and reaching out, taking hold of the Lord, giving ourselves up to the Lord in prayer, never fails to have renewing, uplifting, strengthening results. You say prayer may wear you out. Yes, but there is a wonderful strength that comes by wearing out prayer. There is a vitality given to the spiritual life, even in prayer, that tires us physically, and we go on in the strength of it. Oh yes, prayer is a way in which Christ is ministered to us by the Holy Spirit. Prayer is a way in which we feed upon Christ. He becomes our life. We feed upon the Lord and he becomes our life when we recognise the divine order of spiritual fellowship. That is a divine order. You have to be brought in with Acts, where we read, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayers." There is a tremendous means of grace, a tremendous enrichment of Christ in the fellowship of the Lord's people. I believe the enemy will get believers, where they are together, to talk about anything under the sun rather than about the Lord. It is easy when you meet together with the Lord's people to be carried off with all kinds of matters of interest and not to begin to talk about the Lord. But if you do, there is always an enrichment, always a strengthening, always a building up. It is the divine way. Fellowship is a means of imparting Christ to the believer. And wherever spiritual fellowship is possible, you and I ought to seek it, to look after it and to cherish it. There are all too many of the Lord's children today who have no chance of spiritual fellowship and who would give anything to have it. The Lord would have us at least two together. That is his order. And there is something in ministering Christ to one another. There will be something lost, unless that is so. These are the ways in which we feed upon the Lord.